Yeah, so agenda paper 8, everybody. I'm not going to run through what's in the paper, but I'm going to add a couple of things that aren't mentioned there. So this is giving a brief summary of what's happened since we last gave you an update, which I think was in July. And I'll mention a couple of projects that aren't listed in the paper. One is dynamic risk management, and the staff have been continuing to monitor the work that EFRAG are doing there on the models that are being used, but there's no more to report back to you on that, so you'll hear about that in due course. On discount rates, we expect that there'll need to be one more discussion with the board. I'd originally thought that was going to be this year. I think in view of the other demands on your time, it's possible that it might not be till early next year, but we'll bring that back when we think you've got capacity, bearing in mind the other things that you've got on the go. Before I hand it over to you for questions, I'd just like Michael to say a word or two about post-implementation review.
Yes, thank you. And just wanted to say a few words about the post-implementation review of IFRS 13 on fair value measurement. Just to say that we started working on the scoping phase of the post-implementation review, so commencing targeted outreach with stakeholders to learn about their experience with applying the standard, and also identifying the population of academic and other studies that could inform the board in terms of the usefulness and the results of applying that standard. We plan to bring you the results of this work probably in the December meeting, together with our recommendations for you on the scope of the PIR.
So does anybody have any questions or comments on the research programme or on the PIR?
Can I ask a simple question? Now, about the research survey, you mentioned academic research.
Oh, yes.
I expect there will be a similar problem related to business combination. That is, the research purely related to American environment versus others. It's because we have similar or maybe identical standards, but the timing of the implications are different. How will you, deal with this? Simply, whether, firstly, will you intend to find any research related to American 157 part of the implications or purely ours? If the answer is yes, then what?
I see the fact that the US were applying their equivalent standard for longer than under IFRS as an advantage, because I think it adds to the amount of studies available for us to think about looking at. At this stage, we're just producing or preparing a list of the studies available. We're not going further than that at this stage. What we want to do is to bring you details about the availability of studies, and then discussion with you, work out what we're going to look at out of that possible population.
Doug?
Yes, thank you. Just one question. Are we going to discuss negative interest rate in the discount rate research project?
I think it's unlikely that we'll discuss. We certainly haven't looked at it in detail so far. It's a subject that quite a lot of people have been talking about. It's possible we might think about bringing some material to the board for an education session, but it wouldn't really be part of the discount rate
project. It's not part of the discount rate.
Okay.